Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
There was a two-day strike. I'm not sure how significantly it was observed, but some people had trouble hailing Bolt and Uber rides. Some of the drivers were on a go-slow, a strike, unhappy with working conditions, both in relation to the expense of being a driver and the percentage of money that they get from the fares that are charged by Uber or Bolt. And then they're also unhappy with the continuing moratorium on operator permits. I took an Uber in to work on Wednesday. I was going out on Wednesday evening and I didn't want to drink and drive. So I took an Uber into work and my guy said he didn't have an operating permit and his vehicle had been impounded on two separate occasions. He talked about the expense of that and the difficulties of being a rider and a driver and so on. And yesterday, the councillor Rob Quintus, the mayoral committee member for urban mobility, received a memorandum of grievances and demands from the Western Cape e-hailing association and joins us now. Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Is there any prospect of that moratorium being lifted soon and operator licenses being handed out to those that meet the criteria?
John, absolutely. We've been working on this for quite some time already. I would say we've had a bit on this since sort of February, March this year, where we have been engaging with the main stakeholders in the platform space, the market leaders, so to speak, and testing data which can inform us in terms of our operating license plan and the demand study. There's been a bit of negotiation, naturally. They've been concerned about potential concerns and disclosure. It's a fair amount of negotiation.
Rob, are you stationary? Rob, are you stationary? Are you stationary? Are you physically in one place? I ask that because the line is breaking up and I'm having difficulty hearing you.
I've just got into the home office. So I am in the home office sitting at my writing desk.
Maybe you can move your chair a meter to the left or right and it might improve because I want to hear what you're saying.
I'm not sure if there's load shedding somewhere that may be affecting towers. It's entirely possible, but move that works. Sorry about that, John.
No. Okay, so
better?
Yeah, that does sound better. So please go on.
We are also finalizing our own app at the city. It's been designed and is now in development phase, which many of the actual operators, the drivers, are going to be utilizing to help us get secondary data. I had very good news, and that is that one of the major market leaders today has committed to providing us with the information we've been requesting. And that will certainly accelerate our ability to have a sort of rough and ready demand plan, which we can then provide to the provincial government, the provincial regulatory authority, who in fact issue the permits, and say to them, based on our demand model that we've been able to both input and provided, we recommend that you lift the moratorium and as a first phase rollout issue X amount of permits. That X amount will be determined by the data that is modeled over the next sort of 2 to 3 months. So we could see the lifting of the moratorium and the issuing of permits by the provincial regulatory authority within the very first quarter of next year, as opposed to the current timeline,
that's more than 6 months away before you can even begin the process of applying for a permit.
There are permits that are waiting an application already, John, and you must remember that the moratorium is technically in place until December 2023. Because of the absence of having that data, we have had to sort of model blind, so to speak, with our own surveys. You must remember our operating license plan public participation process was announced in the past few days and has gone out to the market. And all of that, that's for minibus taxis, that's for your meter taxis, of which e-hailing is a subcategory. That is a regulation that is required by the national government. It has to be provided in order for us to be able to go into the space where we can advise province on across the board within the city of Cape Town what permits need to be operated, whether that's for charter services, your school, and learner transport, etc. It's all part of your public transport plan, which is which informs our overall integrated transport network planning for public transport.
So, I mean, you don't when it comes to coffee shops, for example, you don't say, oh, there are already 6 coffee shops in this area. You say if you meet some basic conditions, you can open a 7th and an 8th coffee shop, and if you get no business, that's your problem. So why is the same attitude not applied to people who want to have a metered taxi in the traditional sense, or an e-hailing, be an e-hailing driver? If you don't get any business because there are too many of you, that's your problem.
So, as I mentioned earlier, the National Department of Transport, in terms of the National Land Act, requires an operating license plan for all municipalities, which are then provided to provincial authorities. Now, the public transport space is a regulated space as per national legislation, and I don't think I need to spell out too loudly some of the effects of poor management of that process.
Well, let me spell it out. I mean, let me spell it out, Rob. What you're saying is that if there are too many drivers chasing too few riders, they're going to start taking shots at each other and kill each other, and there's going to be rioting and protesting in the streets.
I'll put it more gently. If one takes the car train, for example, through Pretoria, Johannesburg, and stops at the various stops, invariably, you cannot climb out at the Gautrain stop and catch an Uber directly outside the street like you can do at the Civic Centre or any other place in Cape Town, because we have applied the regulations in a sensible manner to ensure that passenger safety, driver safety is all taken into account. Now, in other places like Gauteng, for example, you have to walk 2-3 blocks to be able to climb into a meter taxi potentially, or certainly Uber cab. So that is part and parcel of the necessary requirements regulation. It's also an upper limits regulation. In other words, there's advice in that plan in terms of what is the upper limits that can be charged for taking passengers, etc., on certain grades or types of services.
Yeah.
Obviously, if your luxury transfers and etc. are different, it's a completely different form. It does require an operating license, but it has different criteria and categories. Now, we want to ensure that we apply the national legislation in such a way that protects all parties, that the passengers...
Okay, I get that, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting, Rob, but we're running out of time. You cannot do it quicker than you're doing it at the moment.
Now that we have the information from one of the largest market leaders, that will certainly enable us to ramp it up. Our own app is going out into the market in mid-September. We are going to flash it for about 2 to 3 weeks, get a test sample, and we will be able to crunch numbers, clean data, and provide a model towards the end of this year or very early next year, which is not more than a few months away, right, as opposed to the
end of 2023,
December next year, yes.
Okay, thank you, Rob, for making yourself available. Robert Quintus, the Mayoral Committee Member for Transport at the City of Cape Town.